Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Thursday, horny. It is Twisted Up Thursday. I know they always be saying it's Throwback Thursday, horny, but for me, it is Terrific Thursday. Do you hear me? And it is Twisted Up Thursday, horny, as my cousin says. He calls it Terrific Thursday. I said, oh, I like that. I'm going to have to snatch that. So it's Terrific Thursday, people. Listen, it's July the 7th, 2022, 3:47 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:47 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Oh, my gosh. 4:47. It is July the 7th. Somebody better put some lottery numbers together. Listen here. So it's 4:47 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. You guys know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. Listen, they are based in the U.K., and I do have members in East and West Africa and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patori. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. GUBBARUM. GumbaRum.com. Listen, now we do have two different flavors. You know, Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. And he keeps telling me we have these two different flavors. We have natural vanilla. Yes, we have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And then we have natural coconut, Gumba Silver. I keep asking Steve, are they importing these coconuts from Hawaii or Anguilla, what they call that place? Antigua. Oh, okay, so listen. Listen, you guys. You know, it is really, really something. Let me tell y'all something. I got a special musical showcase and musical salute for Candace Yvonne, and I saw, E-Y-E-S-A-W. So listen, if this is your first time listening, and I want y'all to know, y'all know mom is always turned up on 10, always entertaining. Listen, and I do love all the great music that comes across the Fierce Female Network. I want you guys to know that. Really, I really do appreciate you guys. You're really, really awesome. Now listen. Before I get down with the music, okay, y'all know I like to come on entertain, so listen here. You know, I get the breaking news all the time, which everybody in the whole world, if you are awake, listen, if you are awake and you use a mobile device, which everybody on the planet with 2 feet, you know, is using mobile devices. So we're all getting breaking news on our laptop, desktop, iPads, our smartphones. And, you know, I saw this. It's not really breaking news now, but this happened on yesterday, and I was really grappling with myself for a moment. I said, do I want to talk about this, or do I just want to let it go by? I says, you know, there's so much that's going on. This, you know, this news is just horrible, and I like to keep my stuff on entertainment. But listen, this was in Charlotte. No, not Charlotte. It was in the Charlotte Observer newspaper. Listen, you guys, this is just really horrible. A supervisor was ordered to stop hiring black workers. You know, are we living in 2022? Are we really living in 2022? Because all the news and stuff that I see coming across, it's just like, are we back? So, you know, did we get thrown back to 1950 and 1940? I mean, what is going on in the world? A supervisor stop hiring black workers. I mean, it's just blatant right across here. The breaking news, you know, this is in Florida at a Florida company. So, of course, lawsuits are taking place. I thought companies was in business to make money, not lose money. You know, even if you don't like black people. Now, listen, y'all know I got to put an entertaining spin on it. They're not to me because, you know, I like to keep my coins in order. Even if you don't like black people, if you don't like whatever kind of people, you wouldn't just tell a supervisor, don't hire these people. You know, because you know automatically you're going to be sued. You can't just go willy-nilly. Well, I guess they must got a real cornhead person that's running that corporation, because, you know, anybody in their right mind would just say, don't hire black people. Stop hiring black people. You know, stop hiring these kind of people. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, I think I'm going to go down to Florida. I'm going to go down to get real. I really am. So, listen, I'm trying to plan a trip now for Tampa to do a photo shoot. So, listen, I think I'm going to stop by that company and do a little research. Do a little research. I think I better paint myself pink, first of all, because, yeah, of course, you know I got black skin, right? So I must, you know, paint myself pink to get any information, or paint myself purple or blue, because, I mean, this is just ridiculous. You know, I mean, what in the world is going on? Okay, anyway, let me move on from that right here. Listen, I got some real great music from Candace Yvonne. Candace Yvonne, let me tell you about Candace. You guys, listen up, listen up, listen. Listen, Milo, listen, listen. Get your scratch pad. You know, Milo is my fur baby. My fur baby, go ahead, get your scratch pad. Don't, he just looking at me wagging his tail. Get your scratch pad and your pen. So, see, they know how to write. I have trained them to write on their scratch pad. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. So, listen, it's Candace Yvonne. Candace Yvonne. See, listen, sometimes I forget everything, and so they write it down to remind me later. Write it down. Don't look at me. Stop wagging your tail. Right. Okay, so listen. It's Candace Yvonne. She's a Houston native. Candace Yvonne, she's a Houston native, and she's a new and upcoming gospel singer, producer, songwriter, and author of the book series Tainted Identity. Woo, that sounds deep, y'all. Tainted Identity. Y'all know I got to check it out. I got to check it out. Tainted Identity. Don't we, though? Don't we, though? She is telling the truth on that right there. Tainted Identity. So I haven't read the book or anything like that. I'm just saying, by the title alone, we do. We really do. And if you think you've never been in your lifetime where you've had a tainted identity, honey, I'm here to wake you up right now. Listen, at one point in time, if it was grade school, whenever, you know, where people try to project different identities on you, and sometimes, it, you know, it kind of bruises you a little bit. And that's tainted. That's tainted. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, she has a book series, Tainted Identity, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. She received her calling to music and the arts at a very young age, learning the piano, playing the clarinet, and singing church choir songs. But she was discouraged by self-doubt and lack of confidence in her ability. See, that's tainted identity. That is tainted identity. When people be telling you, like, you can't do something, you get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. I don't like that. Get out of here with that. Sit down. I tell that kind of stuff to sit down. So listen, even though she sang in choirs across the city for names like Shirley Caesar, and she sang for Hezekiah Walker, to name just a few, it wasn't until the passing of her biological mother that she decided to stop being imprisoned by her past and live in the purpose that God had predestined for her. Like, she created the song Chicken, which you're going to hear in a few moments. She created the single Chicken and Freedom Ring. Yes, yes, yes. Painting a lyrical picture of what can be achieved if you just believe in yourself and step out on faith. Do you hear me? Do you hear me what she's saying? Step out on faith. She is a force and a force to be reckoned with. Yes, so keep a lookout for more of her dynamic music. Listen, the name of the song is Chicken. Now, listen, I want y'all to pay attention. Pay attention. Keep writing. Keep writing, my love. Keep writing. Okay, so he got his little scratch pad and his pen and his mouth doing his little writing thing. So listen, this is Chicken, Chicken, Chicken. Check it out. This is Candace Yvonne.
Nothing in this world would be greater than being able to represent our skin, but I slowly drift in and out of the fantasy, hoping to be among the few, wishing all of my dreams will come true.
is Chicken Chicken by Candace Yvonne. Candace Yvonne, the author. Candace Yvonne, she's a Houston native. Yes, indeed. Listen, you can also check her out on Instagram. Yes, you can. Candace.Yvonne. Check her out on Instagram. Candace.Yvonne. All right. Once again, the name of the song was Chicken Chicken Chicken. And I do have a special music salute and musical promotion for Candace Yvonne that's going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday, my darling. So listen. Also, there's another song that she created, wrote, and produced. It is Freedom Ring, and we're going to get to that on tomorrow. I have another song that's coming up by Isaw. This one is Freedom. I'm sorry, not Freedom, but What If? What If? You know what? What if you could do whatever you wanted to do? What if you really would? Now, listen to this. I got a life lesson coming. Y'all know Mama always got life lessons, especially after listening to the song Chicken. As I say, you guys know that I'm a certified life coach, certified by Monique Carradine. She was a journalist and news anchor here in the Windy City, here in Chicago for Fox 32, Channel 32 News. Listen, just let you know that I'm certified for life coaches. Always segue into life coaching after the song. So listen, I want you guys to do this. I got a quick little exercise for you. After hearing the song Chicken, how she was saying afraid to be me. Listen, what if? So I want you to do this. Get your mind focused and center on the one thing that you really want to do, that you really want to do, but you haven't done it yet. Get your mind focused. I'm going to give you a second. Come on, think. What is it? What is the one thing that you always wanted to do? Okay, y'all got it? I'm going to give you another second. Think about it. What is the one thing that you always wanted to do? Okay, now you got that one thing on your mind? Okay, so you got it there. Now I want you to stay thinking on that one thing. Stay focused on that one thing. Listen, so now I want you to remove whatever doubts and hindrances that you think is in the way. Do this now. This is an exercise. This is a mindfulness exercise, okay? So listen, mindfulness is just centering and focusing on the one thing. Bring yourself in the moment and being conscious in the present moment. So listen, you think about whatever that one thing is you want to do. Now, what if you removed all the hindrances and doubt? Won't you do that? So don't just pretend like you're going to remove those things. So listen, focus in. Listen to me. Remove all hindrances and doubt. Move it out of the way. Whatever it is you think is hindering you. So whatever it is you think is hindering you from accomplishing that one thing, remove it. Remove the hindrance. Remove the doubt. Take it out. Go. Go now. Hindrances and doubt, leave. Leave their energy. Leave their presence right now. So listen, so those hindrances and doubt, they're not real. So I want you to know, keep your eyes closed. Most people do close their eyes when they're doing mindfulness. So listen, those hindrances and those doubts are not real. They are not real, okay? So they're gone. They've left the room. The hindrances and the doubt, they have left the room. They've left your spirit. They've left your energy. And the only thing that you are left with is the one thing that you've always wanted to do. So there. That's how you get to what you really want to do. You remove all that stuff from out of your energy. You remove that stuff from out of your spirit. They leave the room. And then you're only left with one thing. You're left with the one thing that you really wanted to do. And that's it. All right, now, so listen, this is just a quick exercise on mindfulness. That's just a quick exercise that I do with individuals that I do life coaching with. So listen, up next, I got some music from Isaw. But I do have a word from my sponsor. What's Morgan?
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, now I want you guys to visit the website. That's Wise Mortgage. And we all, if you have property, you need to protect your mortgage. That's wiseinsurancemortgage.com. You can get a free quote. It doesn't cost you anything. You got to have your mortgage protected. Yes, you do. And you're going to hear more about Wise Mortgage. We're going to give you some more information about Wise Mortgage on today and tomorrow and the next couple of weeks that's coming up. That's Wise Mortgage. Protect your mortgage, my darlings. Now, listen. What's coming up next is Isaw. The artist is Isaw. That's E-Y-E-S-A-W. Isaw. I just love that name. Isaw. Oh, yes, honey. We got to learn how to see in the spirit realm. We really do. So every time I say his name, Isaw, it just takes me there. Takes me to a place of the spirit realm. But really, we all do. We got to think more in the spirit realm. We got to see more in the spirit, especially these days. Let me tell y'all something. I'm pretty much out of time, but listen, I got to say this. We have got to see more in the spirit realm now than ever before. I am telling you, there is so much that's going on in, oh, Lord, here it comes. There is so much going on in the spirit realm. I am telling you, there is mass chaos in the spirit realm. People keep saying, well, I wonder what is going on. What is going on in the world? So much is going on. We got so much chaos. We got so many angry people. We got so much destruction. We got a whole lot of stuff. But listen, that is going on in the earth realm because it is going on in the spirit realm. Did y'all not know that? We got government spirits. Spirits that govern in the spirit realm, y'all. Listen. Just like we have government officials here on the earth realm, it is set up the same way in the spirit. There is administration and ministers in the spirit realm. I'm saying administration, so you understand me. We have administration. I'm talking about, listen, the kingdom of God is set up, right, with orchestration and different things like that. And you better believe Satan has his kingdom set up. Yes, it is government set up. And I know this probably is going way above and over what people think, but it's set up that way. We have Satan. Listen, Satan, he's the ruler spirit. He's the ruler demon. And listen, then he have his little imps that I call them like foot soldiers. Think of it this way, like little foot soldiers that he assigned to different places. Like, listen, Satan can't be everywhere at the same time. So what he does, he assigns his little devils, he assigns his little imps in different regions of the world, different cities and different states. Did you not know that different states have different assignments over them as far as it is in the spirit realm, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Satan? Listen, there are different spirits. Let me put it this way, and I am not a transphobic person. Believe me, I am not, so don't y'all bombard me like Macy Gray did the other day. But listen, there are certain spirits in certain regions, just like you have San Francisco. You have like San Francisco. You have different type of individuals that mostly gather in San Francisco because there is a governing spirit in San Francisco. So you have different type of individuals that live in San Francisco. You have New York. You have New York. There's a different spirit in New York. So you have different types of individuals that most of y'all probably wonder, well, people that's in New York, have you ever noticed they have a different type of honcho macho-ness about them? There's a different spirit that is attached to it. Different cities. Did y'all not know that? It is real and it is so true. So listen, it is real and it is true. It is really true. It is real. It is real. It is real. If you ever take the time, take a look at the different cities. Take a look at what's going on in different cities. So listen, we are being bombarded by different things. My point is this. It is going on in the spirit realm, the chaos. There is chaos in the spirit realm as far as satanic forces. Do you hear me? It is going on in the spirit realm, and we're seeing it in the earth realm. You better know that. So listen, it is so important to keep our eyes open. We got to keep our eyes open in the earth realm. We got to be aware. We got to be alert. I'm telling you, we got to be about our business. We really do. So this song is coming up, and I said all that because I saw, every time I see his name, I saw EYE, it just takes me there to the spirit realm. So listen. This is True Matrimony by I Saw. True Matrimony.
Get that music out there, you know. Get that truth heard. Swipe it, don't swipe on me. Don't swipe on me. Swipe it, don't swipe on me. Don't swipe on me. Situation, it ain't the best. I swipe left, like what's next? Take a slide, I swipe right. I'm feeling blessed, yes it's a match. True matrimony. True matrimony. You wanna vibe on this? I swipe left. Wanna build on life? I swipe right. It's a mockery, what's the fudgety? We're on the same level, but you an injury. Heard it all around the world, and it just might be. You were looking for some music, just not with me. Well, I'm not the type of sucker to have that jealousy. Go ahead, do what you do, and I'll just do me. I'm a late night search, right? See what I see. TikToks, FaceTime, hit me on the gram. In more than a minute, I'll have another visit. Explicit in my living, I'm deeper than the meaning. My sound is like tears, they drip, they drop. You feel the vibration, so you hip and you hop. Fudge feeling good, I'm smooth on that whiskey. Make it last more frisky. Ain't nothing changed unless you handle yourself. Be a true inner engineer, in and out the breath.
The situation, it ain't the best. I swipe left, like what's next? Either right, I swipe right.
Yes, it's a match. True matrimony.
True matrimony.
You want that vibe-ness? I swear left. Wanna build on life, I swipe right.
Harder to hear my music if it's never on play. Come download my sound, turn your speakers up loud. Plan to make the crowds move on one groove. Cause life is a party, your ghost in the body. Body rocking, shocking the waves. Lay the body, rest in power as my next breath can be death. Yes, this life is clear, present in the moment. Yes, this life is here. Celebrate another year, can I get a cheer? I've been punching up the clock, can I get a beer? Make it ice cold, support the local brands. In Connect State, play on me, that's dream. Watch my chase dreams, turn to triple cream. I'm the hot topic, check my profile. Do it like water, slide out through the gutters. To the belly of the beast, help you see the dim light. You the reflection of the sight, have your haters looking tight. Boogie nights dancing right, click on me, swipe right. My seduction so sexy, ladies wanna touch me. My sound's the nookie, chase dreams ain't no rookie. Double down on all bets, taking cash from the
patient. It ain't the best, I swipe left. Like what's next, see this light. I swipe right, I'm feeling blessed. Yes, it's a match, true matrimony.
True matrimony.
You want that vibe-ness, I swipe left. Wanna build on life, I swipe right.
Get me syndicated, yes I'm verified. On the Spotify, can you help me fly? Through the SoundCloud, tell me do I make you proud? I know it's been a while, this refreshing sound.
The situation, it ain't the best. I swipe left, like what's next? See this light, I swipe right. I'm feeling blessed, yes it's a match. True matrimony.
Matrimony.
You want that vibe-ness, I swipe left. Wanna build on life, I swipe right.
All right, that is True Matrimony by the artist I Saw EYESAW. That is, once again, the artist, EYESAW, that is True Matrimony. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Listen. I got some hot stuff that's coming up for you. Y'all sure enough do want to stay tuned. Yes, you do. You do not want to miss a beat up in here. This one is Freedom by Candace Yvonne.
Making
All right, all right. That is Freedom, Freedom by the artist Candace Yvonne. Coming up next is the artist, yes, Derek Leedy, L-I-T-T-Y, the independent artist, and the song is Play. We're going to talk about his career as far as with him and his brother, who is also in music as well. We're going to play his music. The name of his song is Play, P-L-A-Y, and we're going to get on down with it. Yes, indeed. Right now, I got a flaming hot, fierce mix. Yes, I do. Got a hot afternoon mix. Oh, yes, I do. Y'all know I did one the other day for Rihanna, making the billionaire list. She is. Did y'all know Rihanna is now a billionaire? Yes, she is. Shout out to Rihanna. And congratulations, y'all. Check out this hot mix, baby.
Please don't stop the music.
Please jack your body.
Rihanna, as y'all know, you know, I told y'all yesterday she made the billionaire list. She is a billionaire, baby. Congratulations, Rihanna. Love my Rihanna. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Up next is the artist. Yes, Derek Lee. He'll be here in about 5 minutes. Listen, got another show coming on right behind this one with Derek Lee, L-I-T-T-Y. It's going to be a stone cold blast. And in the famous words of Don Kennedy, just in case y'all don't know who he is, he's the man behind Soul Train, baby, in the Wendat City. Peace, love, and food.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.